This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Region of Queens has dismissed another top staff member just 3 months after she was hired. Pam Lovelace got the job as the region's municipal clerk in early December. Interim CAO Dan McDougall would not comment on Lovelace's firing because it's a personnel matter. He said the municipality will work towards filling the municipal clerk position. Mayor Scott Christian also would not comment on her departure.
I wish Pam all the best, and what comes next for her professionally. I thank her for the contributions that she made to the Region of Queens and the time that she spent with us, both as a municipal clerk and the acting CAO. Beyond that, it's personnel. It's really not the realm of council.
Vaughn Mullen first reported Lovelace's termination on his Social Politics social media channels on Wednesday. Lovelace is a former Halifax regional councillor who placed third in the 2024 Halifax mayor's race. Then CAO Cody Jodry hired her just 2 weeks before he was fired by regional council. Christian said at the time that Jodry wasn't the right fit with the newly elected council. After Jodry was fired in mid-December, council appointed Lovelace acting CAO. She did that job until the region hired Dan McDougall as interim CAO in mid-January. QCCR asked Christian if he was surprised by Lovelace's dismissal.
No. I have a close working relationship with the CAO, and it was something that had evolved in terms of Pam's role in the organization and the time that she spent here. No, I wasn't surprised.
At last Tuesday's council meeting, Lovelace was still on the job. She presented a progress report on the region's dismantling racism and hate plan. Lovelace could not be reached for comment. The region had been without a full-time municipal clerk for more than a year. Christian said he and the rest of council are working with interim CAO McDougall to figure out how to structure that job or whether to create a deputy CAO position. In the meantime, the search for a full-time CAO continues. Christian said the region has received more than 10 applications in the week since it was posted on various job sites.
We're not going to rush it. We're going to be deliberate and intentional about it. If through this first round it doesn't yield the right fit candidate, then we may explore using a recruitment agency or something like that afterwards. But so far, so good. Pretty encouraged by, I guess, the quantity and the quality of applications that we've received on the job ad thus far.
He said council decided to save time and money by not using a professional recruiting firm. Christian, Deputy Mayor Maddie Charlton, and Councillors Courtney Wenzel and Stuart Jenkins are on the CAO search committee with advice from the interim CAO. Christian acknowledged there's been some upheaval in the region's ranks since the new council was elected in October.
It's tumultuous, obviously. It invites uncertainty, and it's destabilizing when you have shifts in senior leadership. Again, that's why I think it's really important that we do find the right person for this next role to provide some stability and some certainty around the direction and the leadership of the administration. There's a challenge ahead of us, but I think speaking on behalf of the council, we're trying to make the right decisions for the future of the community and for the organization.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.